Avril Lavigne.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was looking at this, all the info, and I was thinking, what is it like when you name an album with just your name on it? At what point do you make that commitment to an album?
Fifth record in, 11 years later, a very diverse record. Can't figure out what to call it.
Oh, really? I thought that's when you really say this is the definitive Avril Lavigne album because I'm naming it just my name.
You know what? It's like so, there's so many different styles and sounds, and it's everything I've kind of touched on in the past and new. So I couldn't figure out what to call it, and I just thought, you know what? This is the perfect time for a self-titled record. It's very me.
Well, you're back with Ellie Reed, of course, the influence there as well from something new in your life with Chad Kroeger. But how did those influences impact this record?
L.A. Reed, who is the president of my record label, he initially discovered me when I was 15. And he signed me to my first record contract. We made my first album together. And now, fast forward 10 years later, this record, we're back together working on this one. And so, you know, he was somebody I really looked up to. And it's really great having his support. He's an amazing person and we have a great relationship, and so we've been working really hard together on this record.
When you work with people that are so influential, they have such a good ear. Chad's got a great ear. L.A. Reed's got a great ear. What little advice have you ever gotten, or one little tweak that they said, what if you did it like this, made a huge difference for you? Can you think of anything specifically like that?
I think what's great about the time that we've all spent together is that they're more encouraging and like let me guide. Now, I remember sitting down with LA and asking him, like, what do you think I should do for this record? And he was like, you know what? He's like, that's my job is to, you know, to ask you what it is you want to do and to just help guide you. And I thought that was really cool. And smart, because it is good when someone goes with their gut instincts and is true to themselves and follows the heart. And so both of them, working with Chad and LA, they both are like, let me be me. And they just kind of help guide, whether it's in the just pushing me a little harder. And so I really got to be myself on this record and have that support system around me, which is nice.
We're talking to Avril Lavigne. Self-titled album is with Here's to Never Growing Up, that was released back in April, debuted at number one in 22 countries. Did that ease any worries you had about putting out new product?
My fans have been really amazing, and we have a great Twitter relationship. they've been like waiting, and feeling their support has just been awesome, and I'm happy to be releasing new material for them like 11 years later. So it's really exciting time for me, and I'm very grateful. And so yeah, today is the official day for Rock and Roll, my new single. It's out on iTunes now and going to radio, so it's fun, and I'm loving what I'm doing and enjoying every moment of it. And my fifth record is out November 5th.
There you go. There she is, Avril Lavigne. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Avril.
Thanks, guys.